Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for Wednesday. It's our midweek edition, the 5th of March, 2014. Hope you're having a good week so far. We're live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. That means you don't have to be out in the car listening to the show live on the radio. You can be at your desk listening through the computer. And you can actually be doing that anywhere in the world. And of course, we podcast the program to buckmastershow.com. We'll get things rolling this Wednesday afternoon with our monthly visit. Dr. Victoria Mays is with me in studio. She heads up the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. 30 minutes or so past the hour, a chat with country and western legendary singer-songwriter Jesse Coulter, who will be performing here in Tucson on Saturday night. Then we'll close out the show with a newsmaker interview with Doug Ducey, Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Let's welcome now Dr. Victoria Mays. Dr. Mays is one of two dozen contributors on a regular basis to the Buckmaster Show. The full listing of our contributors is at, again, the buckmastershow.com website. Dr. Mays is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine. She heads up as the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She is also a professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health at the University of Arizona. In addition to facilitating the growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, she helped develop its curriculum and pioneered multiple educational innovations, including integrative family medicine and integrative medicine in residency. Both have become national models for educating primary care physicians. She is the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Her latest book is Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mays, it's good to see you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, kind of keeping with your latest book, this news about C-sections was very interesting in the New York Times, that birth by C-section, and I don't know how common it is, but I understand it's becoming more common to do a C-section, right? May raise the obesity risk.
Yes. So there have been a number of studies over the years that have pointed to that, but there was just a meta-analysis, which is when you synthesize the data from multiple studies. So these were 15 studies with almost 150,000 women, and it was shown that if you were born by cesarean section, you were 26% more likely to be overweight and 22% more likely to be obese. And, you know, this is really important information for women to have as they're making decisions.
Do you happen to know the percentage now of all births in this country that are done by C-section? It's really gone up.
It is. It's more than a third of births. And a lot of people are concerned about that. In fact, the American College of OBGYN just came out with recommendations that we could let women labor longer and we didn't have to go as quickly to cesarean section if the baby didn't show any sign of distress. Women often have a repeat C-section if they've had a C-section the first time. That's not necessary. You could have, it's called a VBAC, vaginal birth after cesarean. In most situations, it is possible to go back to having that birth through the vaginal canal. And the reason this is so important, and I realize your listeners are at their lunchtime, is that...
oh, that's all right. Yeah.
Depending on how you're born,
right.
you're sterile when you're inside your mother's womb. You don't have any bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract.
And you're mini clean room.
Yes. Exactly. And so, and yet we need those bacteria to help us digest our food. Mm-hmm. And if you come out through cesarean section, you're coming out through your mother's skin, mm-hmm. and you're being colonized by skin bacteria. And if you come out the birth canal, you are being colonized by vaginal bacteria. And it turns out that when babies are colonized with skin, they have more obesity, which this study just confirms. They also have more asthma, more atopia, which is all sorts of skin conditions like eczema. And so the importance of being colonized by the correct, the normal bacteria, if at all possible. It doesn't mean we never do a C-section. There are times where emergencies occur and it's life-saving for the baby and life-saving for the mother. But we really need to remember that there are consequences, and obesity appears to be one of them.
Well, I'm not well-versed in this area, but it just seems obvious question. Why is there this trend toward C-sections? Is it, what's the advantage? I mean, if you don't, obviously, if there, like you say, if there was an emergency or something and it had to be that way, but what is the...
Well, it's an interesting question. So C-sections have gone up around the world, and yes, they can be life-saving, but some of it appears to be from our close monitoring of fetuses. So you would think that being able to monitor the heart rate of a baby as you're going through labor would be a good thing. And it can be, but it turns out that in normal pregnancies and normal deliveries, it causes more harm, perhaps, than good. There's a greater likelihood of being born by cesarean section. The only advantage is a very, very small percent reduction in risk of seizure. So I think that we did this thing that we thought would improve children's health, which is fetal heart monitoring during labor. And there was this unintended consequence, which was more cesarean section. And we're beginning to understand that, you know, besides the immediate risk, a C-section is surgical, so there's risk of anesthesia. There's also some longer-term risk to the baby, probably as a result of setting up this different microbiome, which is the bacteria that colonizes the GI tract and has long-term effects on our health.
Well, that is fascinating. I've never heard that about the... of course, I know that our bodies are full of all sorts of bacteria, and I never realized that there was a difference the way you come into this world.
Yes.
And how much bacteria and the type of bacteria you're going to have on you. 790-2040, 790-2040 for any questions or comments from Dr. Victoria Mazes. We are talking talking about obesity, and while we're talking about obesity, this is young children who are showing signs of obesity. The actual good news is that particular rate has declined, and I believe this is the first age group that we've actually seen a decline in obesity.
Yes, so this is really good news. There was a 43% drop in the obesity rate in children ages 2 to 5. And, you know, this is data over the past decade. And it's really the first progress we have shown in a reduced rate of obesity. In 2004, 14% of children aged 2 to 5 were obese, and in 2012, we were down to 8%. So this is very, very good news, and the scientists aren't entirely clear what led to this, but it looks like fewer calories from sugary beverages is one reason, and more breastfeeding, which also affects that microbiome, the normal bacteria in the GI tract. The other thing that I think is really wonderful is that the WIC program, which is the federally funded supplemental nutrition for women, infant, and children, WIC, women, infant, and children, mm-hmm. Were actually shifted. So they reduced funding for things like fruit juice and increased it for whole fruits and vegetables.
So they kind of went away from the sugary drinks.
Yes.
And, of course, fruit juice drinks are notorious for having a lot of calories.
Right. And essentially, they're somewhat empty calories. It's not that fruit is great for us, but fruit juice maybe not quite so much.
Well, the folks that did this study have cautioned that very young children, of course, make up a tiny fraction of the American population, and the figure for the broader society has remained flat and even increased now for women over 60, and a third of adults and 17% of young people are obese. So there certainly is a lot of area that still needs to be addressed here.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think it's exciting to consider is the broader set of reasons why we are seeing such high rates of obesity. We have for a long time had a very simple formula, which is how much you're eating and how much you're exercising. So the law of thermodynamics, simple physics: how many calories are you taking in, how much energy are you expending via your physical activity. And it turns out to be much more complex than that.
This is a good point to take a break with Dr. Victoria Mazes, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any health-related questions specifically to obesity or anything else, Dr. Mazes would be delighted to entertain your question. We will be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company and an official partner of the Tucson Festival of Books, one of the best events in the country. Here's someone to tell you more.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team, one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with. It's amazing how they can set up the entire U of A mall with tents, tables, and chairs everywhere in such a short period of time. It's impressive how Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Thanks a lot, Bruce, and to everyone associated with this literary extravaganza. Be sure to mark your calendar for the 6th Annual Tucson Festival of Books, March 15th and 16th on the beautiful U of A campus. And be sure to visit Arizona Party Rental on Speedway west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. A caller came in for Dr. Mazes with a question, is there any link to obesity and heavy meat-eating diets? Studies lately have shown that the secret to longevity is cutting back on meat and relying more heavily on plant-based proteins.
Well, I think a plant-based diet is one of the secrets to a really healthy diet. And so that's going to be lots of vegetables and some fruit and legumes and nuts. And when we eat this way, which is a more Mediterranean-style diet, there's very good evidence that it reduces the risk of cancer, of heart disease. It reduces the risk of depression. It reduces overall mortality. So eating a more plant-based diet is definitely healthy. The caller is probably aware that people have tried to follow paleo diets and Atkins style diets, which are high protein, high animal protein often diets. And some people are able indeed to lose weight on those diets. But recent studies are showing that there may be a risk to all of that protein, especially through our middle ages.
What is the best way? When you look at a calorie is not a calorie. Every one of them is different.
So that is so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we used to have this idea that all calories were alike. So if you ate the magical 1,500 calories, it didn't matter if you drank soda and ate potato chips, as long as you kept it to 1,500 calories, or if you ate vegetables and legumes and nuts. It turns out that that is just simply not true. It turns out that the calories we eat, the type of foods we eat, alter our biochemistry, and they make it more likely that we're going to store fat or burn fat. So they have effects on our insulin signaling system and clearly affect whether we become overweight or obese or stay lean.
790-2040, 790-2040, the Buckmaster Show live line number. When you look at the labeling, it is so confusing about calories, overall calories, and then it will say calories from fat. So are we to believe that we should just be pretty much concerned with the second, the latter category, calories from fat?
Well, I think
or
that...
Or should we be worried about the total picture?
We should worry about the total picture, but also we have a tendency to oversimplify. So fats are not all created alike. We all know at this point that trans fats, for example, are fat and are bad, I'm sorry, and trans fat actually alters insulin signaling, which is one of the reasons that it may contribute to obesity. Sugar does the same. So that idea of not all calories have the same effect. Monounsaturated fats, in contrast, are some of the healthiest fats. That's in your almonds or your walnuts or olive oil or avocados. I mean, these are all very healthy fats that are satiating and make us enjoy our meals. There's controversy right now about saturated fat, so the fat in butter or in animal products. How safe or how unhealthy is that? And so simply to look at fat on a label is not adequate. We really need to look at the whole of the food and understand, you know, what is it healthy or not?
And with you mentioned butter, and some people have avoided butter because they say it's so high in cholesterol. But then when you look at the alternative to butter, perhaps butter isn't so bad.
Well, it's a very good question. I think that butter is saturated fat. And if you're going to enjoy some, hopefully organic, so that you're not getting the hormones and the recombinant bovine growth hormone that's used in cattle in this country, as an example, it may be part of a healthy diet. There are substitutes. Some substitutes aren't butter substitutes. They're using things like a nut butter, a cashew butter, an almond butter, which could be really healthy plant-based proteins that you might include that also have the fat and are satiating. There are products like Smart Balance that have the plant sterols that help lower cholesterol, and so that could be part of a healthy diet. So there are lots of healthy choices, and variety and moderation are important factors as well.
And why do you, you know, earlier we talked about the obesity rate increasing in women over 60. That's kind of intriguing. Why would that be? Any speculation on why it would be going up in older people?
Well, it's a really important question.
Yeah.
I think that we don't have all the answers. If it's not simply thermodynamics, there are other things that can alter metabolism. For example, besides sugar and trans fats that affects insulin signaling, not getting enough sleep can affect how we metabolize fat, and stress can as well. So stress can increase our obesity, not only because we overeat as a response, but also because it alters what we do with the calories. Environmental chemicals, for example, bisphenol A, has been shown to increase the risk of obesity. And so if you're being exposed to that in plastics or the linings of cans, that can affect the microbiome, which we mentioned earlier. And even, is the room you're in of normal temperature? Mm. You know, it used to be that when it was really hot out, you know, our summers in Arizona, we would sweat, our appetite would go down, we would eat less. In the winter, we shivered from cold, and that expended more energy. Now we have central heating and air conditioning, and so some of those normal responses that helped us regulate our internal temperature, we don't have to do anymore.
Our body doesn't know what to think going into the Frigiking in the summertime. You and the founder of the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, Dr. Andrew Weil, and many members of your team will be on the road in Texas, I think, this spring, doing a nutritional conference.
We are, and this is our 11th annual Nutrition and Health Conference. It will be just outside of Dallas this year. We have a wonderful lineup of speakers, and one of the themes of the conference is obesity. Well, we will look at some of these myths about calories and the research about weight loss and what's really effective.
How about more information on your website?
Yes, so people can go to the center's website, which is azcim.org, or Google the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, and you will find information about our Nutrition and Health Conference. Not only is the content wonderful, the food is delicious and healthy.
Be it worth a trip over to the Dallas area. Dr. Mazes, thank you very much for being with us. Hope you have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah. Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain-free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Well, 36 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 and 3.5 hours, depending on where you are in the Tucson Valley, over to southwestern New Mexico. It's really a delightful time of year with spring coming on in the Gila National Wilderness and so many great hiking spots there, and of course the world famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument is just north of historic downtown Silver City. Silver City, with all their great art galleries. Silver City was named recently one of America's top 100 arts communities. Lots of great places to stay and things to do in Silver City, and they're all listed on the Silver City website, which is southwestnewmexico.org. Great places to stay like Little Toad Creek Inn and Burrow Mountain Homestead RV Park and Spirit Canyon Lodge. So you can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. This Saturday evening at 6:30, country music legend and Phoenix native Jesse Coulter will be performing her classic hits. Then Sunday afternoon at 4:30, John Oates, 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, for his famous duo, Hall and Oates, takes the stage at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, the Worden Oasis Theater. This is a fabulous 250-seat venue with really fantastic acoustics. Ashley Moyer is a representative of the concert. She's on our live line right now. Ashley, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing real well. This is going to be quite a weekend, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of fun stuff in store out at the Desert Museum this weekend. in line with Jesse's concert, the Desert Museum is also having one of their Desert Nightlife events, so there should be a lot of fun stuff going on in addition to her concert.
And folks can really spend the whole day out at the Desert Museum. It's a great venue with the Jesse Coulter concert getting underway again at 6:30 Saturday evening, and then the next afternoon at 4:30, John Oates. And I think, Ashley, we have Jesse now on the Buckmaster Show live line, so I want to wish you luck with the weekend, Ashley, and we're going to bring in Jesse.
Great. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Ashley Moyer with us. And Jesse Coulter joining us now. Jesse, how are you?
You know, I'm just fine now.
You're fine now.
I was in traffic, and there was a little legal matter. I'm just fine now. I am so sorry I'm a little late on this.
That's okay. And I'm
so
sure
excited about our show.
Yeah, Jesse, I'm sure you are looking forward to a lovely evening Saturday. It's a great performing venue, that theater, the Worden Theater. I don't know if you've been out there, but it's really spectacular. And of course, what you couldn't ask for a better location than the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum.
I cannot wait. I've never been there. I've had a good friend, Beth Nielsen Chapman, tell me how wonderful, and I mean, many people know about it. I have not traveled to it before, but I am so excited I can't even tell you.
Tell me a little bit. I was going to ask you, Jesse, tell me a little bit about what we can expect from you at the concert.
Well, my life is kind of my story, and the songs that I sing come from my life, and many are favorites and have proved to be eternally magic in their content. And of course, and I'll be talking in between my songs and sharing some Waylon experiences. And I've got premier musicians. I've got Reggie Young and Jenny Lynn coming in from Nashville. Reggie has been on every major hit in the Southeast from Elvis on, and is an incredible guitarist, and is coming out just to be here in the sunshine from Nashville and to do this date with me. And Jenny Lynn is a classically trained cello and violin player. Ray Herndon of Handlebar Jays in Scottsdale, excellent writer. We've recorded and written together. And Gary Brazizi, who's the drummer, actually has been with Glenn Campbell all of his many years, previously to the last 5 years, I would say. But so I've got great musicians who I've worked with before. It's going to be a great coming together. And, it'll be an evening that we will just know more about each other when I walk off the stage. And part of that is the audience has a lot to do with what is drawn out of you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of not an artist or writer by rote. It's much like the cowboy. The cowboy goes out, looks at the sky, looks for the water, looks to see what's going on with the cattle. And when everything comes together, they move. And that's a little like I live my life now, thank God. It's not so terribly scheduled, but it's kind of like everything coming together, So I feel like it's going to be a happening. And under, beautiful Arizona skies, I just look forward to meeting the people there that might appreciate my music.
David has a question for us. David is on the Buckmaster Show live line. He has a question for Jesse Coulter. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Miss Coulter, God bless you, ma'am. Years ago you made a movie out here with your husband Waylon and then Chris and Willie and Johnny and June Carter Cash, and you played Martha in the movie.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? It was the Stagecoach. It was a remake. John Wayne, the original one, and then they did a remake with Anne Margaret and Bing Crosby. But I tell you what, this to get all you people together, and I say, I know you got some stories.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't be in that business for anything in the world. It's a bit of a... You're in a holding pattern, and no matter where your part is scheduled, and I really didn't want to be part of it. I was there because Waylon was having some trouble. He actually had frozen shoulders during that time and asked me would I just stay there with him. And so then when they called me out, opposite Anthony Franciosa, I said, no way. You know, but they drug me into it, and it was fun. But it's like, you know, you wait a month for what? Let's see, 30 to 60 seconds. That was my part. But the other guys, there was all kind of craziness that went on. Chris was, that's the days he was drinking, and we had another nickname for him. I don't think I should say it in mixed company.
Maybe not.
And then Johnny had just had his eyes fixed, and he looked like Zorro. And then Willie thought Waylon was having a heart attack when he fell off the third boat. And it was just his shoulders, you know. And that was the unfortunate, tragic time that Waylon introduced the makeup girl and her begging and pleading to meet Willie. And she ended up, part of his life later, and Waylon always regretted even the introduction. But so there was a lot that went on eternally and internally. But it was great fun, and June and Johnny and all of us together, we had a big, big time. But it was, pretending, yeah. Pretending for a living to be somebody was never going to be what I'm going to do.
Jesse Coulter, I wish we had a little more time, but we're going to have to run, and we want everybody to come out and see you at the Desert Museum on Saturday evening at 6:30. Thank you, Jesse Coulter.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Jesse Coulter with us on the Buckmaster Show. Up next, Doug Ducey, Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate. We'll speak with Mr. Ducey on the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition, right after this.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages. March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:50 on this Wednesday afternoon. Let's welcome now the state treasurer. He has been since 2010. He is Doug Ducey, Republican candidate for governor of the state of Arizona. Mr. Ducey, how are you?
Very good, Bill. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you very much. I wanted to ask you about SB 1062. You said that if you were the governor, you would have indeed vetoed SB 1062, but then you said you would take it a step further and get all the interested parties together and work on some kind of a solution. What would that entail, Doug Ducey?
Well, I think I just wanted to demonstrate my leadership style. It would be bringing people to the table, hearing both sides, and looking for a path forward. Where SB 1062 was on that Friday, and we were asked for comment, I thought this has been mismanaged and misunderstood, and we should veto it. But what I would want to do is bring people to a table and talk about what is in the best interest of the parties, and is there a path forward?
You got some fantastic publicity with U.S. News and World Report. They quoted the quote from that Doug Ducey as one of the GOP's rising stars in the West, a man who deserves all the attention he is soon going to get. That's fantastic publicity, huh?
Well, I think you have to take the good with the bad in this business. So you get some good articles, and we're proud of that. But we've got our job in front of us here. You know, I got to do my day job as treasurer, and I've got to make my case all around the state for the governor's race. This is going to be our first open seat for governor in 12 years, and nobody's going to work harder than us.
Jim has a question for you on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Jim, go ahead. You're with Doug Ducey.
Thank you, Bill. Doug, I think you've done a really terrific job as treasurer, and I think that Arizona has done well under your stewardship. My problem
Thank you,
is
Jim.
That south of the Gila River, we have not recovered quite as well as north of the Gila River. As governor, what can you do and will you do to help us enjoy some of the of the recovery and blessings that the North has experienced?
Thank you, Jim. And I am going to be in all 15 counties throughout this campaign, and I know exactly what you're talking about when you get to southern Arizona in Pima County, and it's different than what's happening in Phoenix and Maricopa County. So if this campaign is going to be about any one single issue, it's going to be about opportunity for all. I'm going to be out there talking about growth and job creation. My background's in the private sector. My company was Cold Stone Creamery, the ice cream company, so I know something about this. The first thing is we're going to have the best possible environment that a state can have to grow jobs and to attract business. That includes tax policy, that includes regulatory policy, and that includes the liability that falls on the citizen. So I think we can be much better there. And I also think we can be much better at attracting businesses to this state. Whatever you think of Rick Perry as a presidential candidate, he has been an excellent governor for the state of Texas. Texas has gotten way more than its fair share of company relocation and job growth over the past decade. There's no reason that Phoenix can't be to Arizona what Dallas is to Texas. But Tucson should be to Arizona what Austin is to Texas. It's our university city, it's an entrepreneurial place, and it's a place that's grown in the past. I think focusing on those two things will have not only our largest county growing, but all of our counties growing.
And for those that don't know, Doug Ducey and a partner grew the Cold Stone Creamery ice cream shop from a single store to a chain with nearly 1,400 locations nationwide by the time they sold the business in 2007. Let's ask now, Matt is with us. Matt has a question for Doug Ducey on the live line. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Mr. Ducey, as treasurer, you understand that the Arizona is, you know, budget is always limited in monies to pay for all the things it needs to do. Is there any possibility that you see that Arizona can do what Governor Brown has done, which is basically, not exactly has he done, but he found a way to increase taxes and increase revenue in California? And he has also cut costs. But Arizona, what do you see about raising revenues? Is there any possibility in your estimation that there is room for raising some sort of tax? Thank you.
Well, I am against raising any taxes. I believe that you can raise revenue by raising economic output. If you think of it, and Bill, you mentioned Cold Stone Creamery, and I am proud of the growth that we had there. And I joined the founder who opened the first store, and we were able to build stores all over the country and operates in 25 countries around the world today. We did that by selling more ice cream to more people more often in more locations, and that allowed the brand and the company to rise. I think we've got a great product in the state. If I get to get all around the state and ask people how many folks were born somewhere other than the state of Arizona. It seems in these rooms it's 60 or 70% of the hands that go up. So these are people that are coming to our state. They're buying stuff. They're employed. So they're paying income tax and they're paying sales tax. So you can raise revenue, and I think that's the best way to raise revenue versus raising taxes, which is not something we'll be doing in a Ducey administration. If anything, we're going to begin by lowering income taxes with a goal of bringing our income tax rate all the way down to zero. When you tax something, you get less of it. I want to see Arizonans have more income, so I have no desire to tax more of their income.
Mr. Ducey, I want to follow up on what caller Jim was talking about. So many times here in Tucson, we're comparing ourselves to Phoenix, and we see job growth announcements up there, and it really kills the spirit, I think, down here in Tucson. How do we energize this southern Arizona area again?
Well, I think, Bill, it's important to remember what we've been through here in the Great Recession, and this has been a financial contraction for the entire country and the entire state. The good news is our state has continued to grow through the downturn. So in essence, we have a more attractive product. We do need to look at the things that I touched on earlier, our tax policy, our regulatory policy, and the liability that we have. And where it's not working, we need to fix it or change it. I think, you know, I've spent some time down in Nogales looking at the amount of trade we do with our largest trading partner to the south, times four. I think to have that type of thing opened up so we're doing the right things in terms of commerce will help Southern Arizona, will help Tucson. I've said this all over the state that great states have great cities, multiple, more than one, and have great counties. This is something that we enjoyed not that long ago. I mean, Phoenix and Tucson were ascendant just in our very short past, and they should be ascendant again in the future. It's going to be a matter of leadership. Our current governor inherited a real crisis with a state that was bankrupt and insolvent. Our next governor inherits a real opportunity, and I want to maximize it for the whole state, including Tucson, Southern Arizona, and Pima County.
Doug Ducey is with us. He is the treasurer of the state of Arizona, and while we have you here, how about a treasurer question? Where are we now financially in the state of Arizona?
Well, if you remember in December of 2009, Bill, we were negative $730 million in our state's operating account. Today, we have over $2 billion cash in that same account. So that's the money to pay teachers, fill potholes, provide any essential state service. In addition to that, we have $453 million in a reserve account earning interest. Sounds like a tremendous amount of money, but I'd say we're just out of the danger zone. We're on much firmer financial footing, but that's the footing that we should use to leverage growing our economy and moving our state forward.
Doug Ducey, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us. It's Doug Ducey, DUCEY.com, for more information. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.